Do you like the bulls, Comrade Dynamiter? Joaquin grinned, showing white teeth.
Very much, Robert Jordan said. Very, very much.
Have you seen them in Valladolid? Asked Joaquin.
Yes, in September at the Feria.
That's my town, Joaquin said. What a fine town. But how the buena gente, the good people of that town, have suffered in this war.
Then his face grave.
There they shot my father, my mother, my brother-in-law, and now my sister.
What barbarians, Robert Jordan said. How many times had he heard this? How many times had he watched people say it with difficulty? How many times had he seen their eyes fill and their throats harden with the difficulty of saying my father, or my brother, or my mother, or my sister? He could not remember how many times he had heard them mention their dead in this way. Nearly always they spoke as this boy did now, suddenly and apropos of the mention of the town, and always you said, what barbarians. You only heard the statement of the loss. You did not see the father fall as Pilar made him see the fascists die in that story she had told by the stream. You knew the father died in some courtyard, or against some wall, or in some field or orchard, or at night, in the lights of a truck beside some road. You had seen the lights of the car from the hills and heard the shooting, and afterwards you had come down to the road and found the bodies. You did not see the mother shot, nor the sister, nor the brother. You heard about it. You heard the shots, and you saw the bodies. Pilar had made him see it in that town. If that woman could only write, he would try to write it, and if he had luck and could remember it, perhaps he could get it down as she told it. God, how she could tell a story. She's better than Quevedo, he thought. He never wrote the death of any Don Faustino as well as she told it. I wish I could write well enough to write that story, he thought. What we did, not what the others did to us. He knew enough about that. He knew plenty about that behind the lines. But you had to have known the people before. You had to know what they had been in the village. Because of our mobility, and because we did not have to stay afterwards to take the punishment, we never knew how anything really ended, he thought. You stayed with a peasant and his family. You came at night and ate with them. In the day you were hidden, and the next night you were gone. You did your job and cleared out. The next time you came that way, you heard that they had been shot. It was as simple as that. But you were always gone when it happened. The partisans did their damage and pulled out. The peasants stayed and took the punishment. I've always known about the other, he thought, what we did to them at the start. I've always known it and hated it, and I have heard it mentioned shamelessly and shamefully, bragged of, boasted of, defended, explained, and denied. But that damned woman made me see it as though I had been there. Well, he thought, it is part of one's education. It will be quite an education when it's finished. You learn in this war if you listen. You most certainly did. He was lucky that he had lived parts of 10 years in Spain before the war. They trusted you on the language, principally. They trusted you on understanding the language completely and speaking it idiomatically and having a knowledge of the different places. A Spaniard was only really loyal to his village in the end. First Spain, of course, then his own tribe, then his province, then his village, his family, and finally his trade. If you knew Spanish, he was prejudiced in your favor. If you knew his province, it was that much better. But if you knew his village and his trade, you were in as far as any foreigner ever could be. He never felt like a foreigner in Spanish, and they did not really treat him like a foreigner most of the time. Only when they turned on you. Of course they turned on you. They turned on you often, but they always turned on everyone. They turned on themselves, too. If you had three together, two would unite against one, and then the two would start to betray each other. Not always, but often enough for you to take enough cases and start to draw it as a conclusion. This was no way to think. But who censored his thinking? Nobody but himself. He would not think himself into any defeatism. The first thing was to win the war. If we did not win the war, everything was lost. But he noticed and listened to and remembered everything. He was serving in a war, and he gave absolute loyalty and as complete a performance as he could give while he was serving. But nobody owned his mind, nor his faculties for seeing and hearing, and if he were going to form judgments, he would form them afterwards, and there would be plenty of material to draw them from. There was plenty already. There was a little too much sometimes. Look at the Pilar woman, he thought. No matter what comes, if there is time, I must make her tell me the rest of that story. Look at her walking along with those two kids. You could not get three better-looking products of Spain than those. She is like a mountain, and the boy and the girl are like young trees. The old trees are all cut down, and the young trees are growing clean like that. In spite of what has happened to the two of them, they look as fresh and clean and new and untouched as though they had never heard of misfortune. But according to Pilar, Maria has just gotten sound again. She must have been in an awful shape.